Welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline. Today, we're with Deontay once again because you know he's a member and he's being held hostage if he doesn't join these. School started.
Yeah,
for us, school started what, 2 days ago, 3 days, 3 days ago.
It started Wednesday.
And for us, we haven't, our schools haven't reopened, so we have to do online school. The way it's being done, it's our first three periods, and then the next day it's the rest of the periods, and then that's how it's vice versa. So how was your first three periods?
Fine. We did absolutely nothing.
Mine, literally the first class I joined in was my chemistry class, and I was in the waiting room for like a good 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm just waiting. Like, okay, so like school started, like the time, I guess, and I'm just waiting in the waiting list, and I messaged someone that's in the class. I'm like, are you in the waiting list as well? And she's like, no, I'm in the class. I'm like, what? This is sexist. So I email the fucking counselor.
The teacher.
Oh. No, not the teacher. I email the counselor and I'm still waiting in the waiting list.
And the next thing I know, I'm in a black room and I have a gun pointed at my head.
No, and then I get an email back. I could probably pull it up right now. Basically, my Zoom profile picture was inappropriate.
What was it? Was it the bra thing?
No, I changed that because of it. But right here. Okay, it says, let me find it. It says, so I emailed the teacher. I said, am I going to stay in the host will let me in soon screen? And then she says, hi again. Wait, what?
Oh. And then she says, hi. Yeah. And then I don't know where she went.
No. I swear to God.
I just want to know what your picture was.
It was basically a picture of me. But, like, I cropped. Because I was doing the okay sign. The one where, like...
Are you talking about the dance one?
No. Oh, bro. Oh, bro. I should do that.
You should do that.
Oh, I'm going to do that Monday. But, no. I was doing, like, the okay sign where, like, if it's under your waist or something... And you see it, someone gets to slap you behind the neck.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had that cropped, like, perfectly as my Zoom profile picture. And I wasn't let in because of it. So I had to remove it. Next day, I just changed it to bruh. And then Friday, I changed it to lol. I'm planning on changing it every day to just stupid words. But I feel like I'll give up, like, in a week or two.
I'm going to change mine to monkey.
Let the record show that you said it, not me. Okay? No, but my first three classes are pretty boring. I have chemistry and then PE. And then I have
PE, then PE, and then PE. It's just PE.
Damn, you must be fit. And then I have Spanish. And I just took that class as an easy shot. But... just so you know, I'm Mexican, but that class is literally all freshmen. And I'm the only sophomore there.
Man, that sucks.
I know.
I think you need 2 years for as a different language.
Huh?
I think you need 2 years of a different language.
Probably, yeah. I'll probably do Spanish. Oh, do they have to be the same ones, or can it be just, like, different ones?
There's Spanish 1 and 2.
Oh, so if I take Spanish 1 and then 2, it can, like, I'm good?
It counts. Oh. It counts.
Poggers. No, but, dude, my 4th, 5th, and 6th period are my best classes by far. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
4th period, it's what, math? No, it's history. It's history. You're in that class. That one, that's pretty...
I'm in all three of your labs.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to remember in the order. History seems pretty fun. Was that the one where I said I wanted a Samsung smart fridge?
Yeah, you said you were in a Samsung smartphone.
Yeah, I type it in the chat. I'm going like, I'm using a Samsung smartphone for this, by the way. And the teacher goes,
and the teacher,
like, are you being serious? And I'm like, no. Or no, no.
I like how he's like, if you're serious, that's actually pretty cool.
I said, no, but I'm not saying I want it, but Christmas is coming up. So, I mean,
I want to do that.
Gift me a Samsung smart fridge.
What? That's probably, I need to look up the price.
Oh, dude, they're probably like, I think they're like $5,000.
For a fridge.
For a smart fridge, okay? Don't get...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, I can talk to it and it'll walk itself. It's terrifying.
Hey, Alexa! Give me a macaroni! A fucking macaroni and cheese! And like,
no, give me one single macaroni.
It's like, coming, sir. It's walking up the stairs halfway down, or halfway up, it falls back down.
Give me some water.
No, but then it's math. Math is all right. Then it's history, or not history. It's English. English is like, I could see
English
is gonna get us, like, probably me and Jesse in a lot of trouble. First thing we do, like, we're in the Zoom call and the teacher's taking attendance. And first thing, or Jesse, no, because I had my camera off. Jesse goes, turn on your camera, pussy. You go, and I go, I like wait a bit, then I turn it on, and then I'm like, I just type, like, text him, cunt. And then all of a sudden, we just start having a rock, paper, scissors competition.
Dude, I need to get a better, like, mic.
What?
I heard how bad, like, the mic was on mine, and I wanted to
cry. Oh, dude, I don't... I get so scared when I talk on mic, because it could either sound like the most trashiest shit ever, or it just sounds like my fan is on. But yeah.
Mine just sounds distorted, and I hate it.
It didn't sound that distorted for me.
Dude, it's for you, though.
Can you hear your, like, mic when you're on Zoom call, or do people just tell you it?
No, I had to record something for a class.
Oh, what was it?
And I could hear it.
Did you get chemistry? Did you have to do something for chemistry?
No, yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it was chemistry.
Yeah, that was so stupid.
I have to walk your body.
I had.
Wait. What did you use? What did you...
Wait. Was yours like you were an alien and you were on Earth?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I only got it from you were an alien, and I immediately...
Yeah, dude, okay, so what I did, because, like, for context, what you had to do was pick something up and be like, whoa, this is, like...
This is pretty lit.
This
is pretty foggy.
This has some, like, plastic texture or something like that. Like, you basically...
Pretty plastic.
You had to, like, pick something up and, like, just mess around with it. Like, you were on Earth and you never knew what it was. And so what I did, I have a box of like mint gum, and I wanted it to be in frame of the camera.
This is what the humans call five gum. I just snorted.
This is what the humans call five gum. It must stimulate your senses. No, but I had to like put a bunch of stuff and like stack it on top of each other just so the box was in frame. Cause what I did was I put the box in frame. I had a gum wrapper, just a gum wrapper on top of it.
Sorry, I'm thinking about five gum.
I pick it up and I start like messing around with it, and I'm like, this seems like a gum wrapper. And then
and then
I just smack the box out of the frame. As if, like, I cheated and, like, I looked at it to see what it was. So I'm like, this looks like a gum wrapper. And then just full force smack it off. And then like, I just mess with it. I'm like, wow, this has some, like, silvery wrapping or something. And I start sniffing it. And I'm like,
because,
like, she said, like, oh, you have to use all your senses or something, right? So then I go, this is, I go, this is supposed to smell like mint. And then just like,
but it smells like plastic.
Then just like awkwardly stare at the camera.
No.
And then I smell it again. And I'm like, oh wow, this smells like mint. then what happens? Then, oh yeah, then I just end the video. Oh no, no. I walk up and I say, ah! What?
I had a stroke.
then I just like throw the gum wrapper on the ground or something, and then I just lean back in my chair, and I just go, why am I even here?
Logging off.
Did you say logging off?
Yeah.
Alien on Earth, logging off. That's all for me, folks. Make sure to subscribe and hit that like.
No,
I should have done that. No, but like I leaned back in my chair and I go, why am I even here?
This is us too.
I go, why am I even here? And then stand up and go, like, we're all gonna die anyways. But I cut it out just so like I didn't risk getting like detention or something.
We're all gonna die.
This is
my Us channel on Us too.
Yeah, so that's basically how my school week went on.
I used a water bottle.
What? Oh, you used a water bottle?
I used a water bottle.
No, then Jesse like told me to get you into the competition as well. So then it's all three of us just playing rock, paper, scissors on Zoom.
Man, that one time where we all lost.
Oh, and then it was just me and Jesse playing again. And I type in the chat, I go, rock, paper, scissors comp. Loser, or I said winner gets to be called the winner. And loser has to...
Loser gets to be called the winner. The winner has to wear wet
socks. Yeah, and the loser has to wear wet socks. I, obviously a champion at rock, paper, scissors, I destroyed Jesse. And he just left. And then...
That's kind of sus. You destroyed him? Well, that's kind of sus. That's a little sus. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I'm leaving now.
No, and then he just gets up and goes to wet his socks.
That sounds...
Yeah, so it definitely... Like, once it came out of my mouth, I'm like, okay, that sounds like really
wrong. He got up to go wet.
Oh, then there was a moment in English class where I peer pressure him to get his sword. Yeah, because he has a sword, like, and
I know
a legit sword, like, actually.
I think you forget that I went through.
No, I'm saying for the people that listen.
Oh, I was so confused. I know.
It's like I'm the only one here. No one listens to this podcast. No, but he has a legit sword, like an act, like, and it's pretty tall, like it's probably his height, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I just peer pressure.
He go swoosh swoosh, and that's how my left arm is gone.
And I peer pressure him to like just bring it on the Zoom call, and he like grabs it, picks it up, and then puts it back down immediately. And then he goes, I did it. You happy there? I did it. I'm like, nah.
Why was he so nervous?
Because it's a sword.
No, I would have slashed my computer now.
It's like, okay, Miss Teacher, see you next class.
Imagine doing that to the school computer.
Yeah, so that's basically how my school week went on. It sucks. It's so weird. It's genuinely like weird. Because I feel like if I just wake up one morning, I feel like I just don't have to do it, but then I remember like, oh yeah. I have to do it. And
yeah, it's not like the last.
I know. And it's just so weird just doing it from homes.
It is.
Hopefully, because
from a home.
Supposedly. This is just a rumor, okay? I'm not.
Supposedly, one of our teachers is a murderer. and the kids are going missing.
Weird. No, but supposedly in December, schools are, like, our area of schools are going to be open. supposedly. I'm not sure. Hopefully they are.
Man, imagine going back to school on a weekend. You just take a 2-week break.
it's like happy school week or happy back to school. Today we're gonna be doing a I promise you, we're gonna go back to school, and the teachers, instead of like immediately giving us work, they're gonna be like, they're gonna pretend as if it's the first day of school and like give you easy work. Like, oh,
they're gonna sit down, shut up.
They're like, here's a white blanket piece of paper. Here's some crayons. Go draw on it, or something. And you know that's you. I promise you, that's what they're gonna do.
Like, I just heard what you. I can't speak.
Me neither. No,
I want to say it accumulated, but I know that's not the right word.
I think it's a. Oh god damn it! I'm not even gonna try.
It processed, dude. It just processed what you just said.
Accumulated. There we go.
So word it out.
Yeah, dude. Today, I told you, I had a really like fucking sad moment.
Crazy weekend. Even though it just started.
No, like I told you and I told it in the group chat. Like I was listening to one of the previous episodes. I always like make a copy because like, well, specifically for that one, because me, Jesse and Elliot were talking like after the podcast ended. And and just that moment when Jesse had that mental breakdown, or I wouldn't call it a mental breakdown, just like where like he just got in the feels, and then he just like started appreciating like all of us.
Can't wait till this one,
huh?
Nothing,
dude. Like that, like I don't know if it like touched me in the moment, like when we were on call.
Who do we need to hunt down?
Huh?
Okay, never mind.
This is you. This is literally you. You say something, you're like, oh, today's nice weather. And then I'm like, what? What'd you say? You go, nothing.
Okay, the first time you asked, I said, I can't wait till Jesse hears this one.
He won't even hear it. He won't even hear it. He doesn't even listen to the podcast. He doesn't listen to his own podcast. I guess that would be a good thing. Like, you must have a big ego to listen to your own podcast. And that's why I'm here. No, but
I think I've only listened to like the ones I weren't in just to know what was going on.
Dude,
I've only like listened to two.
Dude, that moment, like it was such a wholesome moment.
Yo. No. Hold up. I just heard someone scream.
On your side or my side?
My side.
Well, guys, really welcome. Or thank you for listening.
Yeah, that was scary. Okay, so if I see someone banging on my window. Oh, that's a dog.
Oh.
Yo, I was like, okay, well, it's time for me to die.
Okay, so I have the next topic ready. But all I want to say is I appreciate you, Jesse, Elliot, everyone, all of my real friends to the max. You guys are amazing. You guys are awesome friends.
Yeah, same.
Yes.
Yeah, same. I don't know how. What am I supposed
to? Dude, that was literally that was me. That was literally me when Jesse was talking to me and Elliot, because like I didn't know what to say. Cause he told me stuff that I didn't know. Like I helped him with like personal things.
He told me stuff I didn't even know about myself.
Literally, like he told me like I helped him with personal life, and I'm like, babe. Like I didn't even know I helped him, but then like I'm just thinking like what do I say, like, oh, you're welcome, bro, or yeah, no, don't mention it. Like, what do I say?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. And that was like,
but literally all I said, I'm like, bruh, this is wholesome virtual hug. And then he starts laughing, and then he starts laughing, and like it's silence, and then he goes, "Mikey, I would literally like pick you up, like oh, like I don't know what it's called."
Oh no, he said like I would shoulder charge. Yeah, you or something.
He said he would like throw me behind his shoulders or something. Like...
Yeah,
something like that. But yeah, I appreciate all my friends. You guys are awesome. Moving on.
Like I said, I don't know what to say in these situations, so yeah, same.
Moving on to the next topic. Okay, you know, I'll save that. I'll save that for later. I have a few would you rather questions.
Would you rather die or
live? No?
Die.
I think these are. What? I think these are like genuinely like pretty okay. So, would you rather have the ability to travel to any fictional place?
Yes.
Or have the ability
that one.
Have the ability to learn any skill by observing it.
I could become a big man.
What?
No, you can't. Yeah, it's a skill. I said skill.
So I can become Superman.
No, because he has powers. You could like learn how.
You're saying I don't have powers.
You can like learn how to fight like him. Like punches and stuff.
Don't throw a punch and have a man shatter through 100 buildings. Amazing.
No. Just answer the question.
So you said travel and you'll go.
Any fictional place or have the ability to learn any skill by observing it.
Dude, I could become like a billionaire with that, with the second one. So I guess the second one. No, fictional place so I get bit by the spider, that Spider-Man.
Exactly, you fucking idiot.
I changed my answer.
Okay, here's the next one. Would you rather find everything you've ever lost or remember everything you've ever forgotten?
Neither.
What?
I haven't lost anything important. Everything I've lost, I found like a year or two later.
Exactly, but you could find it in that moment. Let's say you're an adult and you've lost your keys, your car keys. Like, oh.
And I've lost my kids.
Exactly. That would have been helpful to have at Walmart.
Wait, what happened to you at Walmart?
Dude, when I was like 5, I would always get lost.
I remember going down a hall in, like, the 99-cent store, and I turned the corner, and my dad's not there, and I was like, well, this is where I
Literally me, dude. I would walk away for 0.5 seconds, turn around, and my parents are just gone. Okay, here's the last one. Would you rather everything you eat be blended into a milkshake, or always have to... always have to have at least 8 layers of clothing on. So that would be like 8 shirts, pants.
First one.
Blended?
First one. Yes.
Milkshake, though. Like,
wait, do I get to move or do I have to stay here?
Huh?
Can I move or do I have to stay here?
What do you mean?
For the clothes one. Because if it's the clothes one and I'm here, nah.
You have it's literally like every day.
That didn't answer my question.
I don't get your question. What? Always
okay. If I choose the one to always wear the 8 layers of clothing, do I have to stay where I'm living right now, or can I move somewhere?
Oh, like move locations?
Yeah, I'm just immobile.
You would want to move because of 8 layers of clothing. So you would
like,
you
like 80?
You
actually no, it's like more like 90.
What?
Here it's like 90.
Okay. I get you now. I thought I was just interpreting like you just want to move so like no one you know personally sees you wearing the 8 clothing.
No, really, that's
it's like okay, fine, I'll choose it, but no one can see me.
No one can see me.
Like, yeah, okay. I get it.
I'm moving to Arizona.
I would choose the blue one if I lived in somewhere cold.
The blue one?
Or I mean the second one, cuz I'm looking at like the colors. Because it's red and blue.
Oh.
Yeah, I forgot to, like, I realized after I said, I'm like, okay, wait, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, so if I live somewhere cold, I would choose the 8 layers of clothing.
What was the...
Everything you eat be blended into a milkshake.
So potion.
Basically, but, like, instead of it being random, it's like, let's say you're eating breakfast. You have pancakes, bacon, eggs. That is all blended into a milkshake. Let's say lunch. It's let's say you're eating a hamburger. That hamburger with a side of fries is a
No, I wanna put some milk and make a weird milkshake.
I wonder if cereal as a milkshake would taste good. Like Frosted Flakes cereal into a milkshake. That'd be nice.
Oh, dude, I just completely went brain dead and I was just trying to figure out something to say.
Okay. I'm pretty hyped about this one because I have a laptop, so I have the ability to do this.
Dead people. Are they real?
just doing research as we're talking.
I don't think dead people are real. I think when they die, they like walk out the ground and go to zombie paradise. It's crazy.
Genuinely, I think we get reincarnated.
I'm genuinely.
Anyways, since me and Deontay are, I guess you could say gamers.
Minorities.
I guess you could say we're minorities. Okay.
It's not even that funny.
I know. People are listening to this and being like, what are they laughing at? Okay. Okay, we have a tier list on my screen right now. For the audio listeners, you're just gonna have to go with what I'm saying.
You're just gonna have to be brave.
So we're doing Minecraft mobs. If you don't want to listen to this, cool.
Leave.
So this is okay. I'm gonna read it from top to bottom of the tier list. Okay. So for the tippity top, it's cool. The next one is all right. Third one is basic. Fourth one is crap. Fifth one is dog shit. And last one is fart. our first mob is the bunny. Where would you put the bunny?
Fart.
I'm
just gonna say the numbers.
Okay, yeah, that'd be easy. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so 1 is better and 6 is worst.
You're going in the number 6 spot.
What? Wow, cool.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I would put the bunny.
I changed my mind. You're in the number 1 spot. You're cool.
You better. I would put the bunny in 4th.
Yeah, at least it gives you something.
Yeah, because you get like what the
oh no you get like bunny hide and then like
and the foot
if that turns into the foot.
Yeah,
I've never got a bunny foot, a rabbit foot drop.
Yeah, that's what it's called, and I'm pretty sure you get either jump boost. You think? That's what it's called, right? It's the potion.
What are you sending? I'm picking this up.
I'm sending the list. That's the list. Tiers. So it's cool, all right, basic, okay? So we're putting it.
I thought you just called me basic and killed the goal. Okay.
So the bunny, I put the bunny in fourth. So that's cool. All right, basic crap. Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Yeah.
All right. Next one. This
followed me in my this nightmare.
This whole bunch is just like randomized because it went bunny to ghast.
That's okay. That goes from least threatening to something that can knock you. Dead.
Okay. Okay. We're basing this because I just realized we're going nowhere with this. We're basing the tier list off of what it can do and stuff and like how it acts and. Its attacks and everything, and its drops and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, cool. That'd be like, oh, it drops. It, cool stuff. So where would you put the gas?
The gas.
I'd say he's with two. The bunny. Two.
Because he's scary.
Yeah, but like, what he only gives you the gas tears and the gunpowder.
Why does it cry? No one asks how's the dog.
Plus, it sounds horrible. Let's be honest.
Oh yeah, we're putting it in four.
Yeah, we'll put it in basic.
Well, I want to shoot it. I can't wait to get Minecraft.
PS4. I already got Minecraft. I just need to get the internet because I need to update it because I'm. So PS4 switched to Bedrock, but.
Yes.
But I bought the disc version, and apparently that isn't updated. So I'm on Minecraft PS4 edition, not Bedrock. But next mob is the slime.
Your slime. Three.
Basic with the ghast.
Yeah.
I guess it's good. If I ever see a slime, I only want it for the baby slime. Let's be honest. The baby slimes are adorable, and they don't do damage, so that's a pog. I'd keep it as a pet.
Trap one in my basement. Oh my god, that's what I'm gonna do with like me, you, and Jesse's server. I'm gonna build a baby, baby version of each mob in there.
Okay. Next mob. Next mob is a wolf.
One.
Only because.
No, shut up! You can't say anything.
I'm not saying anything bad. I'm saying only because like having a wolf as a dog is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And next is cave spider.
Yeah. Okay. Wait.
Cave spiders.
Wait. Hold on. What? I have an interesting story about when me and Jesse played. I had this dog. I had a dog, and it was following us, and then it started glitching out. We started going across the desert, and it started teleporting all around the world. and so we said, okay, if we ever find this dog again, we're naming it Jesus, because we just found it. And dude, we found it!
Is it Jesus?
I didn't get a name. We found Jesus.
You found Jesus.
We found him. And then he died.
How did Jesus die?
So me and Jesse, before we went out, we got this army of dogs. And so I was running at a pillager and he accidentally shot me and our dog went to war.
Okay, next mob is cave spider. Not regular spider, cave spider. I would say he's all right.
Two.
Yeah.
Just because. Two.
Because like spiders, you know, I'm gonna do spider right now, and it's going to dog shit.
Yeah.
Because like it's literally just a zombie, except it could climb walls. Let's be honest.
I'm doing that thing I said about put. I'm just gonna get one of each mob
and put it.
Like one. Oh, I'm gonna get it.
Yeah. It's gonna kill. But the zombies would kill like the other creatures, right? Like if you're gonna put one of each mob, it's gonna kill the villager.
I'll count zombie villagers on.
Okay. Dolphin.
Yeah, I'll just put... Oh, I can't put a dolphin in the basement.
Well, just fill it up with water.
This is so weird talking about putting different moths. Yeah, dude.
Okay, next.
I'm just doing it as like a collection thing. Oh, that sounds even worse.
I'm doing it as a sport.
Okay, I'm just going to make it totally different. Forget the basement.
Okay, next mob is dolphin.
One, because it actually helps you when you're swimming.
That is
or no, two.
Yeah, we'll put it at two because it's not on dog level. But that
it's not useless, but it's useful. But it yeah, helps.
Would you put it on top of the cave spider or below it?
On top of the cave spider.
Next is Elder Guardian.
What did you just say? I heard Elder Guard, and I have no idea.
Elder
what
Guardian. That word is.
Oh, I heard Elder Guard, and I was like,
"No, like I had a mild stroke where I was going like Elder Garden."
To be fair, I've never even fought one.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it at fart. Literally, it's one of the most dumbest mobs. All it does it gives you mining fatigue, which just makes you like go very slow.
Drown.
Did you say drugs?
I said drown.
Oh. I go, it makes you go very slow and you say drugs. I don't think it even drops. Oh, it drops sponges, doesn't it?
No.
It doesn't. What? I don't know. It's just not that good. Next one, though, Ender Dragon. I'd say he's pretty cool.
I'd say he's pretty terrifying.
Yeah, and plus he gives you a ton of XP. Like, think about it.
Doesn't it get you?
It gives you its baby.
That's
facts.
That's pretty cool. Do I put? Okay, if we get it, that's gonna be one of my trophies in like the mob.
In the basement. In the
no, we switched from the basement because I started getting too weird.
Okay, so does Ender Dragon go on cool or aware?
Cool.
Next is
because it do the flying thing.
You don't see many of that,
except for phantoms
and ghasts and that's and it. The wither.
That's and birds
and blazes
and birds and
parrots. Oh, parrots aren't on here. Damn it, and.
Okay, well, we're making a new one. Parrots. Where did that go? That goes to one because they dance.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Okay, next one is Enderman.
My skin's an Enderman.
Where does the Enderman go? I'd say he's all right. I'd say he's all right.
That's like two. Is that two?
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes two because he gives you stuff that, you know, helps with it.
Yeah, that literally, like... makes you go to the final battle.
Dude, okay, so I was playing with like two other people. I don't remember their names. And one of them, without even Ender Eyes, they were just digging. And they found the end. They found the, like...
End
the,
portal?
The dungeon.
Uh-huh, room. Yeah.
Yeah. That was so cool.
Next mob is Endermite. Trash. Fart. It's fart.
Trash, fart, fart, because it do the fart.
Exactly. Next one is just the Guardian.
Dad?
The Guardian. You know, there's the Elder Guardian. And then
I thought you said that.
What?
I don't know. I don't even know anymore, dude.
I'd say he's dog shit, but he's kind of cool because of the lasers.
So, one above.
Yeah. Magma Cube. I'd say
he shoot the laser like.
I say Magma Cube's basic.
Yeah, they kind of do the hopping thing, but
Phantom.
It kind of do the flying thing, but worse than Dragon.
Honestly, dude, Phantoms are pretty annoying. I mean, they do drop the thing. They do drop the things that like help repair your elytra. But it's kind of
okay. I'm basic.
Yeah, I'd say basic. Here's a good
Here's a good one. Okay, just straight murder. No. How do you feel about that?
No, Minecraft. No. Is it okay? Here, which is it? Is it data or data?
Are we done with the list?
Oh no, much more. But
data or data? What do I say? Data. What do I? What do you say?
I feel like they both sound the same, but I feel like in my mind I just go, oh, look at all this data.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
I feel like it's a mix and match thing. I feel like it's a mix thing.
Whenever I'm out in public in a fancy restaurant, I say data. But whenever I'm with friends, I say data.
Look at all this data on my menu.
Yeah, look at all this data.
Next mob is polar bear.
Murder. I feel like we have completely forgotten about like two layers, have we?
Oh yeah, there's crap and no, it's just crap. The only one in crap is Bunny. Puffer fish, he's cool.
But he poisoned
That's
you.
Cool. No, I like if you ever eat a pufferfish and it just like
have you ever eaten a pufferfish and just died?
No, when like I'm in a safe environment, like if I'm in my house or something and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna eat this pufferfish and see if I die.
I love taking this out of context and not in my
No, but dude, it's so cool, like specifically when you're in a safe environment. If you're like out in the open and it's night and there's mobs everywhere and you just randomly eat a pufferfish, you have my respect.
Okay, so that's the first thing I'm doing. Report.
I'll kill you if you do it. I'll make sure you.
That's not okay. Well, that's not pretty. If that's not pretty bomb.
No, if you can eat a pufferfish at night when there's mobs out, and you live until the daytime, you have my respect.
So anyway, we're doing hardcore. Once we all play, and we're eating pufferfish. All
exactly. That's our pufferfish is my only food source. Okay, silverfish. Fart.
I don't even remember what that
silverfish?
Is. Silverfish? Oh, it's the Endermite, except it don't do the teleport.
Yeah.
Okay, it's pretty dumb.
Yeah, pretty dumb. Pretty stupid.
It's kind of when I break a block and it go, or whatever it is.
Okay, next one. Next one, I don't know what its name is. I'm pretty sure it's the Evoker. No. It's the tiny flying thing that has a sword. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
Little flying thing?
No, yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
like it has a sword and it has...
It's like the Phantom, but... Ooh,
yeah, and it like goes through the floor and walls and everything.
Wait, hold on. I need to check something if I disconnect. I'm sorry.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Deontay.
No, don't end it.
No, we still have so much more to do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, am I still safe? Can you hear me?
18, 19, 20. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I was like,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We have 27 to go.
You're 27 and trans age people are dumb.
What? Trans? Well, I've never heard that one.
Trans age?
I have never heard that
one. It's basically the pedosexuality or whatever. It's like the same thing. It's like, oh, you're 60, but you feel like you're 12.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no, that just goes with the pedophilia shit.
That's what I just said, and it's all dumb. It's all dumb. God.
That's... I'm gonna be honest. Pedophiles are cringe.
I feel like that's not, like, a, you know, controversial thing. I think that's just...
It's just facts. If anyone disagrees with it, you're cringe.
Leave the podcast.
Exactly.
dude, I can't wait to be 90 years old and mentally be a 12-year-old girl.
Oh my god, I can see it happening now. There's gonna be like a 37-year-old, and he's gonna be like, oh, I sexually identify as a 12-year-old, and they're gonna go to an elementary school, and they're gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm mentally 12. Can I be in a class? That's what's gonna happen.
They say yes because they're
dumb. They'll say yes because if they say no, it's like, oh, you're being trans aging phobic or something.
Trans? Whoa, I don't even know how to do that one.
Okay, where do we put the tiny flying guy with sword?
He's pretty annoying. So I say whatever is above fart.
Dog shit. Yeah. Wither.
Oh, one, because he give you the thing to make beacon.
Pretty pog. We got the one that...
I like how the dog is in the level of a
Ender Dragon. No, dude, the dog is literally on level of the three things that can kill you. He's with...
Including the dog. He's with... Dog,
oh, yeah, that's true, that's true. Okay, next is the guy that... drops the...
I'm going to say one thing about the trans age thing. Imagine someone's in court and they just go, Your Honor, I'm 12 years old.
Your Honor, he sexually identifies as a 12-year-old. Therefore, you cannot charge him. As an adult, you have to charge him as a minor.
That's how easy it is to get away with a crime.
After committing sexual harassment and killing five people, I can identify as a 12-year-old and I won't get charged with it.
Dude, no, even easier. I'm gonna go on a mass murder spree and then say I'm a baby,
and all they'll do is send me to juvie.
Is send me to kindergarten.
Kindergarten jail. It's like you commit mass murder and like, oh, but I'm a 12-year-old. It's like, okay, fine then. Go sit in the corner for 5 minutes. And like, oh, darn it.
Go sit in the corner, bucko.
It's like, oh, fuck, I'd rather take jail. Okay, next is the guy that drops the Totem of Undying.
Oh, one, because if you go to the end with that, pretty good.
Unless you fall into the void.
I wonder, does it just spawn you back in the void?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. Next is witch. Crap, I say crap.
But it gives you the bottles to make potions.
It only gives you one potion, and that's rare. If she's drinking it, there's like only a slight chance that she'll drop it.
But she drops just the empty bottle.
Yeah, but dude, that's like change. That's like pocket change.
Okay, so anyway, you get a sharpness 2. Not even 5. Just 2.
Okay, so do we agree with Bunny?
Yeah, Bunny. But Bunny.
Creeper. Now we gotta.
Oh, man. Man, I fought to even think about saying that one. I fought, like, inside my head.
Okay, well, ignore the fact that it's the creeper face is basically in the logo.
It goes to 1 because TNT.
No. Let's be honest with ourselves.
You say you're...
Let's be honest. The creeper is crap.
Nobody uses TNT anymore.
Exactly.
They use beds.
Oh, yeah. Facts. Next is skeleton. Now, I'm not going to lie. Skeletons are pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially
if they drop you an enchanted bow.
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
Imagine if that bow had the one that it shoots forever. You just need.
Oh, one. Dude! I don't. I think that'd be extremely rare.
That it would be pretty cool, though.
Pretty pog. Imagine it shoots
you and then it hits you with lightning.
So are we putting it where? You pick where.
It go one because I can get the with bone.
Okay, I'll agree with that. Now the next one is the Stray. He's basically skeleton. What? He's skeleton, but he spawns in the snow biome. And if he like when he shoots you, you get slowness.
Fun fact: I've never gone to the snow biome.
Snow biome is pretty cool.
Or at least with the Strays in them. I never saw a Stray. I saw an alpaca, though.
The only reason I like the snow biome is because because the villages look pretty cool. Other than that, the snow biome is pretty useless. Yeah. And the igloos. The igloos are pretty cool.
I say Stray.
It's basically skeleton, except
it's... at 5 because it's absolutely retarded.
Cool. I'm not even going to bleep that because I'm too lazy. Next is Blaze.
Wait, is that supposed to be bleeped or something?
I don't know. I guess it's offensive. I don't know.
Oh, no. Okay, then I'll refrain myself from saying those words.
I'll refrain myself from saying, bee!
I'll refrain myself from saying, but not excluding. The N word.
Beep beep, beep 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 beep. It's like, wait, so you're telling me I can't say beep 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 beep? Just start speaking in Morse code. Next is Iron Golem. Oh wait, did I not? I said Blaze goes in one.
Yeah, because Ender.
Iron Golem.
It do that thing where it go woo and the arms go up.
You know what? I would personally say he's a 1, but I'm not going to because I hate it when I accidentally click on like hit a villager and this motherfucker, he could be blocks away. He could be thousands of blocks away.
Okay, wait, I'm just thinking about this. If anyone found what I said offensive, I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't say that sounding condescending. Okay, dude, no one... being serious.
It's like, I'm sorry.
Okay, no. I can't say it without laughing because I always laugh.
Who cares, dude? Who cares? Yeah, honestly, dude. Honestly, we're kids. We're obviously going to have offensive minds. Except you. You don't swear.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing you say is retarded, but... Other than that, you don't swear. Anyways, like I was saying with the Iron Golem, if you like accidentally hit a villager and run away, this motherfucker will follow you until the end of time. You have no idea. I will have my house thousands of like blocks away from the village, and I'd be in my house. I look out the window. All of a sudden, I just see a tiny blob coming over the sunset, like slowly making its way straight to my house, just so it could hit me in the air and kill me.
Dude, I remember I went to sleep in a village, and I punched a villager the night before, and I wake up, I look out the window of like the house I slept in, and the Iron Golem is staring at me. And
dude, the dude is surrounding the house, like he walks everywhere until like just trying to find one opening to hit you.
I feel like that's he is the mob boss.
Exactly, he is better than the Ender Dragon.
I feel like, okay, I'm testing this. I'm gonna punch a villager, and I'm just gonna lead Iron Golem across like the whole map.
I think, like, obviously, like, after you, like, pass a certain point, he'll stop,
You see it go stop. You see it go in the ocean.
next one.
Oh, Shulker. One time, I punched an Iron Golem in the water to see what happened. It sank.
Oh, yeah. Stupid bitch can't swim.
Imagine saying that to a person.
Okay, we gotta get through these quick because I'm like on 6%. Shulker.
Oh, same. I'm exactly on 6%.
Shulker, you're picking all of these. Shulker, go.
Two.
Two. Baby husk.
Two.
baby zombie.
6 because dummy.
Baby zombie pigmen.
Dummy. It
goes 6. Wait. 6? Okay. The one, the guy with the axe.
The Vindicator. What does he drop? Anything?
He drops axes. He can drop iron armor. He can drop emeralds.
Okay, he go 2.
2? 2. Zombie villager. 2.
6.
2.
What? Don't do the thing, though.
You can cure him, though.
And what is he gonna do? He gonna run back to his village? Like, oh, this man kidnapped me.
No, because if you give him a bed, he'll be like, yo, this is my house now, fool.
And then I punch him, and then I see an iron golem at Mach 10 speed running.
It's like, I must leave my duties and protect... I must leave this village I must protect just to defeat this one guy.
Imagine seeing an iron golem at like Mach 10 run it.
Okay, next one is a baby zombie villager. I would say he's 6.
Yeah.
Wither skeleton.
Oh, he 1 because wither.
But he's kind of annoying though.
But you got to get the skulls to get the wither.
That's if you want to.
You're saying you're not going to want to?
I mean, listen. If this motherfucker hits me once and I'm low on health, I'm dead. And I don't want to go through pain just to
go through the nether portal. Just to go through another cycle of pain.
Exactly. That's literally it. I'm putting him in 2. Husk. Regular husk.
Like 6. Yeah. He do nothing other than that.
Zombie pigmen.
6 because it's not a piglin, so don't do nothing.
Zombie.
6.
Drowned.
Me when I go in water.
6. Llama.
6.
Panda. 1.
1 because it do the rolling thing. And it's like,
ah. Dude, exactly, dude. They're adorable. Fucking pillager, guy with crossbow.
I mean, he can drop the crossbow, so like 3.
Okay.
I think
they're... Ravenger. Ravenger's pretty good.
It's
the gigantic
isn't
beast.
That game? Isn't that on Game Theory?
Where?
What?
Where? Ravenger, where?
Oh, 3. Wait, can you ride the Ravenger? Can you tame the Ravenger?
No. Okay. If you could tame it, that'd be awesome. That'd be
a 1. Okay, but put it at 3.
Baby drowned.
Oh, that just sounds so sad.
that is so true. Like, as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, baby drowned. I'm like, wait a minute.
That sounds so depressing.
Hoglin.
What's a hoglin? Is that the boar?
Yeah, the guy from the nether.
Oh, 2 because it's part of new update. That's it.
The what are they called? Hoglins? No, those are the
piglins.
The piglins. Piglins. Oh, yeah.
Put them at like 2 because they can give you ender pearls, like 8 ender pearls.
What about why not 1? They're pretty cool.
But if you don't have the gold, they go rah. They attack you.
Yeah, but like. If you kill one of them, they'll drop like gold armor or something, too. So you can just put it on. Plus the bastions. The bastions are pretty cool.
Bastion.
It's basically like their home thing.
Oh yeah, nope, I know what you're
talking about. And they can like drop the music disc. Oh. parrots.
1 because they do the dancing.
Striders.
What?
New update, Striders. They're basically horses for the nether, except you can use them on lava.
Oh, dude, I never learned the names of those. Oh, like 2?
Yeah. This one's pretty new. Literally came out like 16.2. I don't know what it's called. I think it's called the Brute. Or the Piglin Brute.
I've never seen one.
Yeah, you probably have to update. But basically what he does, he only spawns in the Bastion. And no matter what gold you're wearing, if you can literally be wearing full gold armor. He doesn't care. He will hunt you down and kill you. Basically, yeah. And he wears like an infinity gauntlet or something. I don't know.
You're an infinity gauntlet.
Pretty facts. So that's the list.
No.
I'll take a picture of it.
Time to go watch Game Theory.
Yeah, bro.
Time to watch the new FNAF video that he said was the last one.
Why did I know that was coming? Once you said FNAF, I'm like, okay, wait, something's coming. And like, let's go watch another FNAF video where he'll probably say it's the last one. But we all know it's not.
But we all know he's gonna come out with game when MatPat's like 90 on his deathbed.
Game Theory.
He goes, Game Theory. Today we're talking about FNAF 100.
Today, guys, Five Nights at Freddy's 6.0 just came out. Let's look at the ending real quick.
Well, let's look at the ending real quick. Has a jump scare? Ah, my heart!
It's like, no, the purple man is the killer.
He is?
I don't know. I
thought he was blue.
He just killed a bunch of people.
Oh, wait, I'm colorblind.
Thank you for listening to whatever this podcast was. It was literally us talking for a bit, and then it was just a tear maker for like 50 minutes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Literally nothing wrong. Yeah.
Dude, oh my god, I just realized, dude, what if like I'm trying to apply for a job and they heard me say that and they're like, you said this. You said this when you were like 15.
Ew, yucky. How could you?
For future employers.
How could you do such a thing?
I actually feel bad for saying that word now. I don't know why.
Dude, listen. If someone gets offended by words, you gotta be the most dumbest person on earth.
By word, well, depends on what words you're saying. Because if you go up to someone,
okay, never mind. Then that's definitely pushing the limit. Okay. That's the end of this episode.
No.
Keontae doesn't want it to end, so it'll go on until he leaves.
Bye-bye.